This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Abby, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about Baby Adopter Holidays. This is an app by X2 Line Games, the same company that did Baby Adopter and Milky Baby. And this app is accessible for the blind, and it is different in the fact that there's a little calendar that shows you what holidays are coming up, and it has different babies too. So I have already opened the app, and I'm on the main screen, and it's if I take my finger, I'm going to swipe to the right.
No baby adopted yet. Please choose one of the three babies. Scroll down to view more.
So we have three babies to pick from, and they are all girls. So I'm going to swipe right to see the choices of babies we have.
Maya.
That's actually supposed to be Mia, because it's M-I-A.
Lisa. Erin.
Because we have Mia, Lisa, or Erin. I'm going to go with Mia, so I'm going to swipe back left twice.
Maya.
And I'm going to double tap here.
Maya. Purchase clothes, 300 points. Button.
Now, what happened is we selected Mia, and it took us to the main page. The first thing we can buy from Mia is clothes. But the important thing needs to be done first. Mia needs some food. So we are going to, each feed gives you 25 points. I'm going to go through the foods quickly. They're similar to the foods in Baby Adopter.
Pumpkin yogurt, oatmeal, strawberry yogurt, egg, yum, bio yogurt, cake, yum, apple yogurt, healthy milk, banana, orange, yum, corn, strawberry banana, pumpkin puree, raspberry, cherry yogurt, ice cream, carrot, orange juice, apple, tea, yum, water, pineapple yogurt, chocolate drink, apple puree. After you choose a baby to adopt, you have to feed your baby every day when hungry. The baby has to be with the energy equivalent of 30. Need to wait at least 1 hour after feeding to get points again for feeding.
Okay, so there we had some instructions. After you choose a baby, which we just did, we chose Mia, we need to feed the baby every day when hungry. So when you first get her, she is going to be hungry. And you have to make sure that she's with the energy equivalent of 30. And the way that you check the energy equivalent is by going back up to the top of the screen.
Pineapple yogurt main heading.
Right next to where it says main heading, it's going to give you the information about your baby.
Maya, 0 days old. Score, 50 points. Karma, 50. Level, 1. Mood, hungry. Power, 0.
So it says her mood is hungry, her power is 0 because we haven't given her anything to eat yet. So we are going to give her some milk. I'm going to swipe through until I find the milk.
Baby, tap, purchase, pumpkin yogurt, oatmeal, store, egg, buy, cake, apple, health, banana, healthy milk, yummy factor. 0 plus 25 points.
Each feeding gives you 25 points, so every hour when you feed your baby, you get 25 more points. So I found the milk, so I'm going to double tap.
Selected. Healthy milk. Yummy factor. 0 plus 25 points.
I hope you caught the feeding sound. VoiceOver likes to...
Maya. Image.
Hush. VoiceOver likes to talk over it. Now, as you may have just heard, it took you to the picture. It says baby, Mia, image. If you double tap that image, you might be able to hear this. VoiceOver likes to talk over it, but the baby does make sounds.
Baby, Mia, image.
She laughs. And let me see if I can do this. What you can do, if you want to hear the sounds more clearly, is you can single tap around the screen till you find the image.
Baby, Maya. Baby, Maya. It voiceover off.
Then you turn voiceover off, and then you can single tap the image. And she makes noises. You can also double tap the image. Or you can two-finger single tap. Oh, there we go. So those are the three different sounds the baby makes. And you can also, if I turn voiceover back on.
Voiceover on. Baby adopt landscape.
You can.
Last food, healthy milk. Image.
Tap around till you find that last food image.
Last food, healthy milk. Image.
Turn voiceover off so you can hear the sound better.
Voiceover off.
And keep single tapping this image. If you want the baby to keep drinking or eating whatever you fed her last.
Voiceover on. Baby adopt a holidays.
All right.
Landscape.
Now I'm going to demonstrate care actions.
Banana oatmeal, yummy factor.
So at the bottom of the screen, you have
care tab, 2 of 8.
8 tabs. So I just put my finger on the care tab because I'm familiar with where it's supposed to be. So if you double tap,
care heading,
it takes you into the care tab. And this tab has care actions. Each care action gives you 5 points, and you can care for your baby every 4 minutes. So if you scroll through these,
no care actions taken yet.
We just got her, so there are no care actions taken yet.
Ready for actions.
It says ready for actions, meaning it's ready for us to care for her for the first time. Now if we scroll through these,
ready for action, pacifier plus 5 points.
And I forgot to mention in my baby adopter, Milky Baby podcast, sorry, pacifier is a new care action that they've added. So they have been very helpful to me when I have requested things to be added. I also requested, there's a sound that plays when care actions time is up, when you're able to care for your baby again, because you have to wait 4 minutes. So when 4 minutes are up, you will hear a sound. And that was per my suggestion. So this company is very good about responding to feedback and in a timely manner, implementing it. A lot of developers are not. So we're going to scroll through the care actions. The first one was pacifier. Each one of these gives us 5 points.
Take photo plus 5 points. Cat plus 5. Put to bed plus 5. Crayons plus 5. Give a bath plus. Swing plus 5. Car seat plus 5. Give a hug plus 5. Take temperature plus. Walk to the park. Give some love plus. Play dog plus. Play with a dog plus. Bubbles plus. Change diapers. Book plus 5. Potty plus sing a song plus grandma plus kiss baby plus railroad plus you earn 5 points for each care action taken. Please wait at least 4 minutes between care actions to get points again.
Okay, so it gives you some instructions. It says you earn 5 points for each care action taken, and that you have to wait at least 4 minutes between actions to get points again. And something to note, you don't have to care for your baby as soon as the timer goes off, but if you don't feed your baby within 12 hours, she will start to cry and give you notifications saying that she's hungry. So if you miss 12 feedings, then you will get notifications and she will start to cry. All right, so the action we're gonna take, and each of these have fun little animations and sound effects. So we are going to change Mia's diaper because we just got her and she's probably dirty. So.
Real change diapers plus 5 points.
Swipe to change diapers and we double tap. Hopefully you'll be able to hear this sound over voiceover.
Bubbles plus 5 points.
Okay, we changed the diaper and then it went to the next care action. Now, this is the next thing I'm going to demonstrate. You can buy things for your baby, and you can also look in the game locations to find eggs. These eggs have little trophy characters inside that are actually little vegetables and fruits. So your goal, is to hunt and collect them. You hatch the eggs to find these little characters. You don't have to care for the characters. You just have to collect them, hatch them. It's just something for fun. And it does earn you a lot of extra points. So we're going to go to the baby's room.
Selected. Care. Baby room. Tab. 3 of 8.
And double tap.
Baby room. Heading.
Okay, and there's little sound effects when you go into each room. It might be hard to hear because VoiceOver likes to talk, but we're going to swipe right.
Score 80 points.
It shows you we have 80 points because we started with 50. We got 25 for feeding and 5 for caring. So we are going to swipe right again.
Crib, 0 points.
It says the crib is 0 points and it has a picture of the crib. Now everything, the first thing you buy in each room of the house is going to be 0 points. So it starts you off easy. So we're going to swipe over to the purchase button to get this crib.
Crib, 0 purchase points, purchase.
Okay, that other purchase button was for purchasing points with in-app purchases. Those take away ads, and I'm strongly tempted to do it, but I can't. You can purchase points for faster progress through the game. But this is the purchase button for the crib, so we're going to double tap.
Purchase.
There we go. And what I like about this is it keeps you in the room. It doesn't take you back to the main tab like it used to. Okay, so let's swipe back left.
Changing table, 299 points.
Okay, so I know we don't have enough money, enough points for the changing table because it's 299 points and we only have 80. So, if we swipe to the right.
Buy necessary stuff for your baby room and set it up.
I can tell I don't have any eggs in this room. And the reason I know that is because when it says baby room contains purchased items, if I swipe left,
baby room contains purchased items, crib,
the egg will appear between that part and the part that says
buy necessary stuff for your baby room and set it up.
That's where the egg will appear, right between those two things, the thing that says what you've purchased and the thing that says buy necessary items for your baby room and set it up. So what you do to get these eggs is you need to look in all of your room locations. So if you look in your room locations, like the room, the bathroom, the playroom, the play center, the family room, you will find eggs. And the way you have to do this is VoiceOver has to have imaging on. So if you go to your VoiceOver settings, swipe right down past all of the verbosity and braille and speech and all those settings, you get to a thing eventually that says navigate images. It'll say descriptions off or always. If you double tap that setting, you'll be able to change those options. You need to either have it always or descriptions, because if imaging is off, VoiceOver won't be able to see the eggs. And I will put that in the notes about this app if I get a chance to upload it to AppleVis. So we have our room and we don't have any eggs. So like I said, the first thing in every room is free. The last thing I want to talk about is in the more tab.
Buy necessary stuff for your bed. Playground one. Playground more. Tab. 8 of 8. Account. More. Back button.
Okay. I'm in the account screen right now. The account screen is where you can change the baby's name if you want to. You can restart the game, which I just did today, so I can show you right from the beginning what you can do. And you can disable or enable sounds and music. But what I want to talk about is the game, the mini game called Egg Match. This has not been implemented into this particular game yet, but X2 Line Games is most likely going to be adding it soon because they have been adding it to their other games. This is a game where you have to find 3 or more of the same eggs and put them in a row or column. And you earn lots of points by doing this. Now, because the eggs are patterned and colored, this will require sighted assistance. They have not made it VoiceOver accessible yet, but when I contacted the developers, they did say they were working on it. So they are very, very good about accessibility. All right, so our podcast is finished. Thank you for listening. If you would like to download Baby Adopter Holidays, you just search for that in the App Store, And then it also has a little calendar in the more section that has your holidays. I'll show you that really quick.
More. Back button. More. More. Edit. Back. List. Holidays. Button. Holidays. More. Holidays. Heading. Holidays. Happy Halloween.
Okay, so the next holiday that's coming up is Halloween. I don't know why they didn't do one for Labor Day, but they didn't. So that's the holidays calendar. It's just a little fun thing to do that shows you what holidays are coming up, and they update the app around holiday times. So that is the end of this podcast. If you would like to download Baby Adopter Holidays, it is a free app on the App Store. You just look up Baby Adopter Holidays in the App Store and download it. It is completely voiceover accessible until they add that little egg match mini game. That's the only thing that's not voiceover accessible. If you want to contact the developers, you're going to want to go to their website, www.x2line.com. That's www.x2line.com. If you'd like to contact me about this podcast or any other posts that I make, you may email me at gabbyabby96@charter.net. That's gabbyabby96@charter.net. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.